Okay, has everybody found that? Now, we're going to be in verses 9 and 10 today. This is where we'll be, in verses 9 and 10. Because of this message that it has in it, we're going to stay with probably these two verses plus others that the Lord will give to us as we have need. So this is where we'll be, chapter 23 of 2 Samuel and verses 9 and 10. And this is a message that will speak to our hearts today, and it's really neat. Let us bow our head. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you've allowed us to assemble together here around your word. And Father, we thank you for your word and the promise that you've promised that it wouldn't go out void, that would accomplish what you have said it to. And we thank you for the promises that you give to us in your word. And Father, we ask a blessing upon each and every one that's here today. And for those that might join later by radio, we ask a special blessing upon them, that your Holy Spirit would quicken their hearts, that they might receive the engrafted word of the Lord. And Father, for those that are out from us today that are sick, we just ask your blessing upon them and reach down with your healing hand and touch them, if it be your will, and restore them back to their health. And Father, for those that are out traveling today or wherever they may be, let your blessing be upon them. And Father, we just thank you now for taking your word and applying it to our hearts, as each of us has need here today. You know our needs. You even know the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. And we just ask your blessing upon your word as it goes forth, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now in the 23rd chapter of 2 Samuel, tucked away in a couple of verses here, there is a great story about a man named Eleazar. And it says in verse 9, "And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Hoite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to the spoil." Now in this, in the roll call of David here, we find that a man that God chose to honor in his word. This man, in a couple of verses, it tells a great story about one man. We come to this man now, and we see that see what he did for his king, that was King David, and his countrymen. And first we see in this the power of an individual. The power of an individual. You notice what he did. He arose and he smote the Philistines. He arose and he smote them. And perhaps he looked around and he seen no one. They had all fled. The Israelites had gone away and left him alone. But he didn't run down the road after him and tell him to come on back and help him in this battle. So he looked at his circumstances and he arose and he found out that he was alone. So he began to fight the battle. Now it shows in this that our personal obligations of each individual before God is a lesson that we should all learn. Our personal obligation. Not someone else's, but our own. You see, he looked around and he seen the circumstances that there he stood alone. Yet there was a battle to be fought. So he met the challenge. He took his sword and he began to smote the enemy. Our responsibility is not dismissed by the actions of others. We alone are responsible to God for our own actions. It begins and ends, in a certain sense, within ourselves. We are accountable to God for our own actions, not for those of others round about us. Eleazar was a man that took the responsibility. No doubt he looked around and he seen that all the men were gone away, that there he stood alone. But yet he had a conviction that he was to stand for his king and he was to fight this battle. So he began to swing the sword. And as the sword began to swing, the enemy began to fall. And we see that in our churches today. We often wonder. We see Christians that have become worldly. What are we to do? We're to become more spiritual. Our obligation to God, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. If the church becomes worldly, we're to become more spiritual. Are they sleepy? We're to become more awake. This is exactly what this man Eleazar did. As the circumstances came upon him, he came to that challenge and he began to fight. And we wonder today, as the church lacks, as the church becomes lax, we're to become more strict. Because God has called us to this battle. He said, put you on the whole armor of God that you might withstand the wiles of the devil. He arose and smote the Philistines, and his hands was weary. Now we see something else about this man. He became weak. His hand became weary as he was fighting that battle. The sword became heavy in his hand. And as he was swinging that sword and the enemy kept coming, he was standing there alone to fight in the battle. Have you as a Christian in your family or in your community ever felt that you were alone in fighting the battle for Christ? Have you taken the sword and felt like that you were the only one that was standing on the line of fighting the battle? But you see, when it comes to this man, when he became weak within himself, this is when God takes the opportunity to help us. When we come to the end of ourselves, because the psalmist says in Psalms 116:6, the Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and he helped me. And of course that was King David himself. He said, I was brought low and he helped me. You see, the Lord, when we get low, he is able to reach us there and to lift us up. And I think this is one thing in our country today, that man is so exalted in his own pride, in his own self-ego, that he doesn't feel a need for God anymore. Everything seems to be going smooth. His family is well, and he has a good bank account, and everything seems to be going fine for him. He's going in his own strength, and he doesn't seem a need for the Lord. But David, at one time, he said, I was brought low, and he helped me. We find another example when the disciples were out in the storm. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? You see, there was trouble. They needed help. Up until that point, they let him sleep. He was asleep and they didn't bother him, but the storm came up. And maybe that's the way that a lot of people are today. There has to come a storm up in their life before they wake up the Lord and call him to come and help. And then we find in there a sick woman in Mark 5:25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and she had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and nothing bettered her, but rather grew worse. Here was a woman that was in terrible shape, and she'd spent all that she had, and she came to the end of herself. She didn't have anything left. She was sick. She needed help. And in this weakness, God reached down through Christ and healed that woman. You see, our country seems like that we've really abounded in the material things, and everybody's going here and there for entertainment today. It's really something to see this world. And they're running to and fro, which the scripture says they'll do in the latter days. They run to and fro, going here and there, trying to seek something to satisfy the soul, but yet they haven't found it. The more they go, the more they seek. Deeper and deeper and deeper and farther and farther and farther away from the Lord, until they're entangled in a web. And thank God, he said, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will hear. But here we find this man, even though his weakness, he did something else. His hand clave unto the sword. Even in this weakness, his hand clave unto that sword. In other words, he had such a grip on that sword that he couldn't let go. He had wielded that sword so long against the enemy that he couldn't turn it loose. His hand clave to that sword. And would to God today that man would cleave to the sword. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. He wouldn't let go. He had something to hold on to. And my friend, if you're a child of God today, you have something to hold on to. And that is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Don't let it go. Even though in the midst of the battle, it looks like the enemies are flooding you from all sides. And there's no one to help. You're standing alone with that sword. Cleave to that sword. Don't let it go. He became weary only when he could afford to. He became weary only when he could afford to. He was fighting that battle. He didn't have time to be weary. But when the battle was over and the enemy lay dead, there was a time when he was weary. You see, the Lord gave him strength. The Lord gave him strength to hold on to that sword. But I want you to notice something else in this today. Look at his zeal. Look at the zeal that this man had. What a hold he had upon that sword. He clave unto it. He wouldn't let it go. He retained his grip no matter what happened in the battle. He held on to it. And I want you to notice something else that happened that day. Who got the victory? Here was the man, Eleazar, standing out there with the sword. And he'd slayed all the enemies, which was the Philistines, and there they were laying out there. But it says, the Lord wrought a great victory that day. Who wrought the victory? Was it the man holding the sword? No, it was God that wrought the victory. God chose to use this man, Eleazar, to stand in battle. And my friend, if you're a child of God today, he has chose you to stand in battle. Oh, you may get weary. Your hand may become weary of cleaving to that sword, but don't let it go, no matter how the battle goes. Because the Scripture says in the last days, these days will come. Cleave to that sword. Hold fast to that which, and let your feet stand upon that solid rock, which is Christ. And the Lord got the great victory that day. But he chose to use man to do so. You see, we have Christians today say, well, I don't have to do anything. The Lord can do it all for me. That's so. The Lord can do whatsoever he pleases. But he chose to use man here on this earth as an instrument in his hands to do his work here on this earth. He chose man to preach the gospel, to take the good news to this lost and dying world. And he chose man to take out this, to become a temple of the Holy Spirit, that he might speak to people who are in trouble, that he might help them. But you notice he didn't look around about his circumstances. He just clave to that sword. He fought the battle, even though he was by himself. And the Lord got a great victory. I want you to notice something else here, which is a great blessing. And the people returned after him only to the spoil. After the battle was over, they couldn't stand before a live enemy. But what did they do? After the battle was over, and Eleazar had the Lord had the victory through Eleazar, what happened? Here they come to take these dead people and get the spoil off of them. To take their watches, rings, whatever they might have had at that time. They returned back to gather up the spoil. The Bible says that his word will not go out void, but it'll accomplish whatever he has set it to. You see, we're to take this sword of the Spirit today. We're to cleave to that sword no matter how the battle goes. And the Lord will get a victory. Not us. The Lord will get a victory. Why? Because of his promises in his word. The Lord wrought a great victory that day, but he chose to use a man to do so. And this man that stood in that battle was honored by God by having two verses in his holy word set aside. And what a message it has for you and me. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary. And his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day. You see, what a message it has for you and I today. What an encouragement it has for you and me today. To cleave to that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. No matter how the battle goes, No matter how the people look at you in your community, make a witness for the Lord. This is what Luther did. When Luther went to a holy man, when he'd read the Bible and he found out what the Bible had said, he went to this holy man and he told him, he said, I found out what the Bible said. And the holy man told him, he said, go back into your cell and serve God. Just let it be where it's at. Don't disturb the people. Just let it alone. But thank God Luther didn't listen to him. He listened to his God who called him and showed him in his word what he wanted him to do. And Luther went out and you see what happened. He wasn't afraid to take that sword and go out, even though it wasn't popular. He went out and he began to wield that sword. And the enemies began to fall upon him. And we have enemies today if you're a child of God. That's the reason we're to put on the whole armor of God, that we may go out and withstand the wiles of the devil. But can you see this man that was honored of God because he took that sword, he clave to what he had. And my friend, that's an important thing for me and you, because God is a God of battles. He's already got the victory, and if he is on our side, it doesn't make any difference. You wonder, well, how did he fight this whole army? You see, if God is on your side, it doesn't make any difference how many come against you. They'll fall. They'll fall before you, not because of yours, but because of him. If you'll read the verse above that, I believe that you'll find the man up there lifted up his spear against 800. There were three men mentioned here. We only chose one. But he lifted up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. You see, God is on your side. The odds doesn't make any difference. And this man, Eleazar, knew whom he served. And today, if you know whom you're serving today, then take that sword, the Spirit, the Word of God, and go out and in this world. Get such a grip on it. This is what people need today, is a grip upon that sword. So many of us don't have a grip. And if we become weary in the battle, we're liable to lose a sword. But get a grip upon the Word of God. Jesus used it when Satan came out to tempt him in the wilderness, didn't he? You see, it is a sword. It'll take care of your enemies. And that's what we need today. We need more Bible studies. We need to get into the Word of God and see what it says, and not only see what it says, but become obedient. God wants obedient children. And then you too will be honored. And Eleazar was. His name was written in God's holy word. And it tells a great story about one man. So as we go out, let us get a grip upon that sword. Let us too cleave to that sword. You wonder, how can a man cleave unto a sword like that? But there's been stories told of people that were in battle who had such a grip upon their weapon that they had, that they had to take surgical tools to get it loose. And my friend, that's the kind of grip that we should have upon God's word today. Because we're in enemy territory today. The Bible says, marvel not if the world hates you. You know it hated me before it hated you. You see, God cast Satan out of heaven. And he goes about in this earth, walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So we are up against a great enemy. But the scripture says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This man, Eleazar, clave to that sword. You and I can get a great lesson out of this. We need to cleave to that sword, God's word.